Blog Talk Radio.
Motivational Mondays right here. Right here. 347-637-1577 is the number. Motivational Monday. So this morning we've got a special guest, Skip Kelly and Dr. Diane Kern, and also Reverend Saunders will be checking in. You got to call 347-637-1577. I'm Russell Price, and I'm the host of Motivational Mondays. It's all about you. It's all about you. Motivational Mondays. Everybody wants to get some money in 2010, and we're going to tell you how to do that by internet marketing your business.
Motivational Mondays. At 10 o'clock. It's all about you. And today we have special guest Skip Kelly, the king of documentaries. I mean, he made the documentary of James Brown, Obama. You'll hear him live on It's All About You, Motivational Mondays. And on the second half, we have Dr. Diane Kern. She is a therapist. She's helping so many people in the Washington metropolitan area. Hear her live on It's All About You, Motivational Mondays at 10 o'clock. The number to call in, if you want to talk or to be a guest on the show or just hear the show, is 347-637-1577. It's All About You, Motivational Mondays, how to internet your business, how to market your business on the internet is the topic, and our special guest is Skip Kelly and Dr. Diane Kern. Again, the number is 347-637-1577. It's All About You, Motivational Mondays from 10 to 11. Tune in. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one.
Right here on Motivational Mondays. We do it every Monday. We talk about how to market your business, how to motivate yourself to do the best you can in 2010. Everybody's going to win in 2010. Caller, you on the air, area code 301-445. You on the air. Go ahead. Caller, you on the air. Go ahead.
It's Reverend Saunders.
Reverend Saunders, how are you?
I'm great.
It's fantastic. Welcome aboard on Motivational Mondays. We do this every Monday. We talk about motivation. Motivational Mondays is to motivate businesses to understand the importance of motivation and also advertising and networking. This morning we're going to have a couple of guests, and I want you to interject with some of the guests because these are people that are going to be doing great things in 2010. One of our guests is going to be Skip Kelly. He is a king of the documentaries. I mean, he had documentaries way before documentaries was really a mainstream thing among African American. He did the first documentary on James Brown, and he did it so well that when James Brown passed, they aired it on TV1.
Mm.
Also, he did a documentary on Obama. So he's a very, very important figure right now in the Washington metropolitan area, where you can find out about an individual through the documentation of the documentary.
Okay.
So we're going to have him on. Also, we're going to have a therapist on. Her name is Dr. Diane Kern, and she is a therapist in this area, and she will definitely have something to put out. But we also want to be talking about how to internet and market your business in 2010. It is so important that we, as business people and as individuals, market our business. If we don't know how to market our business, that's why this show is being done every Monday, is to motivate you and to understand how to market your business. Right now, as far as marketing, advertising, internet marketing, the African community is behind. It's sad to say, but we are behind the internet marketing game. We're still doing things the old way, where we sort of send out some direct mail maybe, or we'll mention in passing. And word of mouth is still a good way to advertise, but the name of the game now is internet marketing and advertising. I'm going to give out some pointers this morning about 10 ways you can market your business in 2010. Before I do that, let's talk about your business, about what you do, and about the good works that you do. Give us the name of your company again. Go ahead, give us the name of your company.
Reverend Saunders?
Yeah, Reverend Saunders, go ahead, give us the name of your company.
Yes, sir. I'm representing an organization called the DC Alliance. It's Empowering Homicide Survivors, Incorporated in Washington, D.C. And our organization as well is working with domestic violence, bridging a gap between domestic violence and a homicide. And so we are excited about the new organization. We're excited about reaching out to the community, empowering our community, and giving them an opportunity to be able to take back their community and to be able to stand up and be able to help themselves. And we're going to guide them through that process. And at the same time, we're developing trainings and educational sessions that will help them do that. We do have a clinical piece, so I'm very, very happy to be able to meet Dr. Kearns this morning to tell us a lot about the therapy that's being provided from a lot of our families, because we identify that, you know, there were crack babies out there. You know, there are so many on PCP and marijuana and, you know, all of these different kinds of drugs that's having a great impact on the mentality of our people. So we definitely want to help them. Along with that, we have a pastoral care piece that connects with our clinical so that we have pastors and elders and ministers that are ready to step up to the plate in the interim right after a homicide occurs and be able to help these families through the process until it's time for them to get into the clinical aspect. So we're very happy about that. And over the holidays, we sponsored a holiday prayer and comfort helpline for these families and any families that were grieving, and that turned out to be a very successful event, and we're now extending it to what's happening over in Haiti and all of those families that are also victims. So that service has continued. So we're happy about doing those services for these families. Along with that, we're establishing a pro bono legal team because our families are not educated about the law. They don't know what their rights and responsibilities are, so we want to educate them and train. And how we're going to do that is to be able to get into the community, go into a lot of the communities, meet with the ANC commissioners, and be able to talk to them and let them know what their rights are, what their responsibilities are, teach them on how they need to get involved to change legislation, create legislation that needs to be implemented, and I think that's going to be a very powerful piece. And then we're working on a networking team of service providers in the District of Columbia. We want to pull together every service provider so that we collectively can join together, partner, and make sure that every need is met and that anything that this family stands in the need of, our organization as a clearinghouse is going to be able to make those referrals. And
well, that's something that we're definitely going to be involved in. That's something that Be There Magazine is going to be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the number out, because we're going to take a little break and come back with Skip mm-hmm. Kelly. Give us the number.
The number is 240-603-5628. Again, it's 240-603-5628.
And this is Motivational Mondays. We're here every Monday, motivating businesses and talking about businesses. Today we're going to also give out some tips on how to internet market your business on the internet. But we'll be right back with Skip Kelly.
It's all about motivation. Monday at 10 o'clock. The number to call, if you want to talk, want to be a guest on the show, or just be a show, 347-677-1577. It's all about you, motivational money.
Right here, but welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Skip, you on the air, go ahead. Skip, you on the air, go ahead, 240. Go ahead, Skip. Skip, you on the air. Skip, can you hear us? You're on the air. Skip, go ahead, you're on the air. 240-723, you're on the air. Skip can't hear us right now. He's up. I see him up on the board, but we can't hear. Reverend Solid, you still there?
I'm still here, sir.
Yeah, Skip, you're on the air. Go ahead. Get him back up here. Skip, you're on the air. Go ahead. Skip, can you hear us? Yeah, he's on the air. We can't hear him. We're going to take another break. We want to get Skip on this air. We're going to take another break.
All right.
Everybody wants money. We're going to come back and bring Skip Kelly up on the air. I know he's on the air. I see him on the board here. He's here. We want to bring up Skip Kelly. Skip, can you hear us? You're on the air. 240-273. Can you hear us? Reverend Sonner, you still there?
I'm still here, sir.
I wonder why he can't hear us. He's right here on the line. We don't hear him. But Skip, if you're on the line, come on in. We're going to give out one of the marketing tips right now, make sure that people understand how to market their business. The name of the game right now is internet marketing, and up-to-date, one thing you need to do is update your website. You have to have a website. No longer is brochures the way for a company. The internet changed the game. You have to have a website. A website is what you have to have right now. Without a website, you're not going to be in. Skip, are you there? 240-273. Can you hear us? Skip, you're on the air. You're on the air, Skip. Yeah, internet marketing is the way to go. You definitely have to have a website. Without a website, you're not really in business right now. You understand that internet. The search engines are also good, but you have to update your website. If you have not had a major overhaul to your website in 3 to 4 years, then your website is outdated. You have to make sure you have up-to-date information. You have to make sure that you are doing what's necessary to make your website marketable. Make sure your website is something that people want to look at. Websites are important in this game. Without a website, you're sort of dead in the water. Email address is also important. The five things you really have to make money in 2010 is a website, an email address, a PayPal account, an Amazon account, an eBay account. You have to market yourself on some kind of level every single day on the internet. Skip, are you there? 240-273. Skip, are you there? We cannot hear Skip. I don't know why we can't. We're going to go back to another break again. We want to bring Skip. It's important that we get Skip on the air. Money, boy. Everybody wants money in 2010, and what we're going to do is see that you get it. We're going to make sure that you understand how to get it. Skip, are you there? 240-273. Are you there? Skip, you're on the air. We're having difficulty with Skip's phone. I don't know what it is. He's not being able to hear us or he's not picking up, but he's definitely on the board. Next thing you need to do is invest in a search engine optimism. You need to have someone make sure a website is being searched by the main words of your business. If you have a business, you want to make sure that the words are being networking on your business. You want to make sure that you are getting the businesses that you need. You want to make sure that you don't want to wait till the last minute. You want to, without a doubt, make sure that people understand that your business is there. You know, without your business and without people knowing that you're there, you're not going to really have a business. I'm just letting you know straight up right now that if you're not marketing your business and if you're not making sure that your business is viable, then you're not going to have any business. Internet marketing is so, so important right now. Without internet marketing, you're going to be someone who basically is just existing but not making sure you're known. Number one way to do it is through advertising and marketing. Be There Magazine right now has an internet marketing advertising package that you can use to your advantage. We're now broadcasting live TV. We can shoot a commercial live from your business establishment or just standing anywhere you want to shoot the commercial, and we can put you live on Be There Magazine talking about your business. We also can shoot your live event right there from the location. We covered the James Brown Band last night, and it was extremely awesome. So we can do it all right now. Skip, are you up? 240-273. Skip, are you on there? You're on there. Go ahead. Reverend Sonner, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Give me something else that you're doing as far as helping these victims and when it comes to victims. What are you doing?
Okay. Some of the other things that we're doing is that we are developing a training right now, and we're networking, trying to get into a lot of the different churches to establish a support group for men. Men are tremendously battling with domestic violence, but they don't talk about that. So what we want to do is to set up these support teams within the churches because we're saying to the bishops, pastors, elders that you have the victim sitting there and you have the perpetrator. what better place but to have a program developed to help them, and especially one geared to the men, because the men are the head, not the tail. And if we can heal the male, then we can heal the rest of the family. So we're setting up this program to try to help men. And one of the things is just understanding that because they don't want to talk about it, here's an opportunity where they can feel comfortable. They can be in a safe house to be able to express their feelings and their thoughts, all confidential. And we're dealing with a subject matter, the man from within. And if we can get that man from within to be able to come out, he's not only going to be blessed, he's going to also bless other men. So that is one program that we're working on right now as we speak to try to get into the different churches to get that program set up and running. So we're excited, also very much excited about that. Also, I wanted to talk about this motorcycle ride for peace. This is going to be a big hype in the city of Washington, D.C. It's going to come up on April 24th. We're looking for at least 300 to 500 bikers that's going to be riding through this city from Eastover and Southeast all the way to out down Alabama Avenue to Good Hope Road, and we're going to end up at the pavilion, the roller skating ring pavilion. That's where we're going to climax this excellent event, and it's all about peace in D.C. So if there was ever a time we need peace, we need it now. And so we are inviting every service provider in Washington, Maryland, and Virginia to come out, set up your table, be able to display literature material that's going to help these families get through some healing process regardless of what they may have encountered. So we're looking for vendors to do that. There is a minimum charge of $35 for them to be able to do it for this benefit and for this cause. So we're definitely looking for service providers to come out and do that, support this event. We want this to be one of the largest events in Washington, D.C. for victims of crime. We want the victims to know we care, we support them, we're behind them. Here are the resources that you can use that will help not only you as an individual, but for your family as well as for organizations. So we definitely are excited about that event.
Wow, that's a serious event. You should have been down at the convention center this week. They had a motorcycle show down there.
Mm-hmm.
They had thousands and thousands of motorcyclists that were there to see the motorcycle show.
Mm-hmm.
We did
have staff there.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that was a big, big thing right there. Big thing.
Right.
Big thing right now, you know, big
right.
thing. Internet marketing is something that we definitely want to continue to do. I want to give you one more thing about email marketing, about things you can do. Do a demographic profile of your customers. Know who your customers are. And also, write a blog. That'd be something good for you to do, Reverend Saunders, is to write a blog. Have a blog put up every day, a blog or a weekly blog about your organization and spotlighting some of the people that you have helped, some of the people that you're doing.
Okay.
Like I say, Skip Kelly, who's a guest this morning, he does a lot of documentaries. I mean, he actually documents things that people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And Skip, are you there? 240-273. We see you on the air. You're up on the board. We need you to just speak up. Talk about your event. Talk about what you do, because what you do is so enlightening. And he also has a band. Skip. Yeah, the band is something that is also big in this town. Skip's band is really a band that people like to hear. We were at the James Brown Band show last night, and if anyone was there, you know it was a show to behold. The original James Brown Band featuring Mousie Thompson, one of James Brown's drummers, and a lady was singing so intense last night. It's all going to be on BeThereMagazine.com. You can look at the live clips from the show last night. That's what's so awesome about Be There Magazine right now. If you missed the event, you can see the event for on Be There Magazine TV, streaming TV. We've got Skip's number right here up. He's on the air. Let us hear from you, Skip, 240-273. This is your segment now. I want you to talk about your business. We don't know if you're hearing us or can't hear us, but right now you're on the air. The number here is 347-637-1577. What you can do, Skip, is hang up and call back or come on the air because you're not coming through right now. Let me see. Reverend Saunders.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you said the next affair is going to be what's the date on the next affair that you're having?
It's April the 24th.
So we got time to promote that. April 24th.
We do, and we're also working on, and we don't have that date solidified, but I'll get that to you a little bit later. But along with the program we're trying to sponsor in the churches, we're going to be offering a brunch for all of the pastors within the city to bring them together to roll out our program and to get them to, you know, back our organization and support us, and another opportunity to be able to come in through the door and help them set up these programs. And if they already have a program that they're offering, we're interested in finding out what they're doing so that we can just connect.
Wow, that's fantastic. Skip, are you back on? Skip, can we hear you? We've got his number up. Something must be wrong with his phone because we can't hear him. Skip, you on?
Sound like he was trying to get through.
He's trying to get through, but we can't pick him up on the phone. Skip, are you through? 240-273. We're on the air. Go ahead. He must have phone troubles because I see him calling in, but we can't hear him on the phone. We need to talk to him. It's a segment. He has so much to say about what he's doing, and as far as what he's doing, the documentary is extremely important. This event that's coming up is really important, you know. Tell us about your event, though.
You're talking to me?
Talk to you, yeah. Go ahead.
Sure. One of the things that we're doing throughout the city is that bikers, we have the bikers that are actually sponsoring the trip, the actual show for us, which we're excited about because these bikers are going to be coming all across the country. Because whenever there's an event that they can actually participate in, that's when they get completely really excited about it because it's not just to ride, but a lot of these motorcyclists really have goals in mind in terms of helping. Like they ride for AIDS, they ride for cancer. And our leading bikers is the Platinum Rollers Motorcycle Club, which are men, and then we have a female motorcycle club called the Speed Divas. And so they are going to be our lead bikers, and they're the ones that are recruiting bikers to come on and participate. And each biker is going to contribute $20 to ride in this event in support of the DC Alliance organization.
And wow, that's going to be in April, right?
It's going to be in April,
right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So we are excited about that. And also, during that, the week prior to, is the National Crime Victims' Rights Week, which the entire city participates and have events all across the city just dealing with victims of crime and providing candlelight vigils and services and programs, and so there's a whole lot of events that's happening that particular week.
Well, we just can't wait. Skip, are you on the air? Can you come up? Skip, you're on the air. We're going to take another break. We're going to try to finally have to get Skip on his air.
Sure.
Money.
Everybody wants money in 2010. We still got Skip up. We got Dr. Diane Kern. She's up. Dr. Diane Kern, you on the air?
Yes, I am, Russell. Hello, and good morning, and
good morning to you.
Happy Dr. Martin Luther King birthday.
This is Dr. Martin Luther King birthday, and we got Dr. Diane Kern on. We're talking about one of the women here that's in Washington, D.C. that's doing great things. Tell us a little about your business.
Well, I have a business that's entitled Happy and Healthy You. It's a series of self-empowering and life coaching workshops, Russell. So these are workshops that are designed for people to understand the tools, the self-help tools, the mental health tools that enable us to do better in life, to feel better about ourselves, to handle situations that most of us have challenges with in a more effective way. Ranging from relationship breakups to overcoming grief to finding greater job and career satisfaction. So these workshops can be tailored to any group in any situation, and people can simply contact me, and I can set up a specific workshop for their need.
Well, tell us how to contact you. Where can they contact you at?
Well, right now, the main way to contact me would be there are two ways right now. One is via my phone number, which is 202-928-1522. I'm based in D.C. And the other will be through my email address. Yeah, my email address is Diane Kern, D-I-A-N-E-K-E-R-N, that's N as in Nancy, at yahoo.com. I'm in the process also of developing a website, so I hope that will be up pretty soon, within the next week or so.
Well, without a doubt. And also if you can go to BeThereMagazine.com, and you're going to also be able to contact or see information on how to contact Dr. Diane Kern. She's also going to be on the front cover of Be There Magazine this week, so you'll be able to see her and also read articles about all type of information in the Washington metropolitan area. But look at what Diane Kern has done and what she is doing. Give us an example of this health and happiness workshop that you're doing.
Okay, you know what I wanted to really talk – I'm so glad you gave me an opportunity, because as we know, as we celebrate Dr. King's birthday, the motto is that this is a day on, not off. And I really want to personalize this for people as well. So that is must get unstuck. But if you'll give me a couple of minutes – do I have a couple of minutes?
You got a couple minutes. Matter of fact, I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, I want you to go right into it, okay?
That's great. Thank you.
We're taking a break. We'll be right back with Dr. Diane Kern. We're going to be right back with Dr. Diane Kern.
Okay.
It's all about you, and today we have special guest Skip Kelly, the king of documentaries. I mean, he made the documentary of James Brown, Obama. You'll hear him live on It's All About You, Motivational Mondays. And on the second half, Dr. Diane Kerner.
Motivational Monday. So I want to talk about the pass-fail method of setting goals. And most of us understand that, that, you know, around this time of year, the beginning of a new year, and in this case, a new decade, many of us, you know, set New Year's resolutions, we set goals and targets that we want to meet, and many times, you know, year after year, frequently we fail to meet those goals. And this is what gets in the way of us achieving our goals. This is where we get stuck. Sometimes we get stuck when we remember that we had goals that we wanted to meet, but we failed to meet them, and we turn around and beat ourselves up about it. We become overly self-critical. We put ourselves down for not meeting our goals. So that is one critical point where we need to turn around. Instead of beating yourself up, be kind toward yourself. Stop and ask yourself, hey, what was happening? What interfered with me? Making those goals. What interfered with me really accomplishing the success I wanted to accomplish? And see it honestly. And then turn around and instead of telling yourself what you need to do, what you ought to do, what you should do, because when you're shoulding on yourself, shouldinging, then you are really mistreating yourself and you're putting yourself down. So instead of using those command and those obligatory terms that tend to put a lot of pressure on us and hold us back, say motivational things. You know, think about this is what life coaching looks like. You know, think, but you can turn around and use it on yourself. How does a coach motivate his or her team? You know, coaches are, you know, telling you about what you can do, and a coach has a vision about what can be accomplished. So turn those kinds of concepts around onto yourself. And tell yourself about what you can do, what you want to do, what you know you are capable of doing. So that's one point. The other place where we get stuck is the how-to. Once we have our goals clear in our minds, once we are ready to get moving, many times if we don't know how to go about accomplishing those goals, we will get stuck again and therefore not accomplish it, not be successful. So, again, this is where sometimes we have to get honest with ourselves. Let's be realistic about what we can and cannot do. But also, let's reach out and recognize that sometimes we may need help. And there's no shame in asking for help. So, one way to ask for help is letting other people know. Let your network know. And what I mean by network are those people who you know have your back. Those people who you know are supportive of you, who care about you, who want to see you succeed, and who basically put their money where their mouth is. You know, when they say they're supportive of you, hey, they're there when you need them. So let people know what you're doing. The other The other thing is the internet. Google. I'm telling you, I can't believe how many things I found out just by Googling. So don't be afraid just to type in a phrase, you know. How to get money for college, you know, Google it. How to set up a business plan, Google it. So the kinds of things I'm talking about today are general. They can be applied to anybody in any situation in your personal life as well as in your business life. So we just talked about what contributes to people failing. Now I'm ready to talk about the PASS system, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So in order to have a PASS on your goals this year, let's look at the P. First of all, prioritize. Prioritize your goals. You know, what's the most important thing that you want to do? Sometimes we have too many goals, And that will slow us up, too, because we're trying to do everything at one time. So stop and at least start with one thing that's very important to you. And so that's prioritizing your goals. So list your goals, first of all, and begin by tackling number one. The A, let's look at A. That's assess. That's assessment. In other words, assessment means measuring, reviewing, really stepping back and evaluating what's going on. So let's, first of all, assess the reality of your goals. You know, is this something that you truly have the capability to do? Is this something that's reasonable to do within in terms of your capability, in terms of your resources, and in the business world, in terms of the kind of business you want to do? Does it make sense to do this? And part of assessment is not only determining whether this is realistic or reasonable, but also assessing what your resources are. So look around yourself. What do you have already? A lot of times we forget that we already have a lot going on for us, and some of us fail to look at what we already have in terms of skills, abilities, qualities that can help us be successful. And then again, as I was saying before, assessment also means looking at what you still need. The first S is strategize. Strategize means, okay, now let's sit down and put a plan together here. You know, what are going to be your next steps? You know, what are your targets? You know, how are you going to know and measure that you're making progress? So be able to see, you know, actually break down this goal into steps, step one, step two, step three. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And the more you put one step in front of another, the closer you get to your goal. And the last S is scheduling. You know, a lot of times we, you know, put things in place, we get moving, but we don't have a sense of the time frame in which we want to accomplish something. So scheduling means setting a time frame, setting a deadline. You know, one of the nice things about the PASS system, again, prioritizing, assessing, strategizing, and scheduling, is that it's fluid. You can always come back. Let's suppose your time frame or your deadline was not met in the way that you had originally envisioned it. Then come back and recheck and see whether or not perhaps you need to do some reassessment. Perhaps you still need something that you know would be instrumental in helping you achieve that goal. So, Russell, I hope that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And what information you've given out is extremely important. I want you to meet a couple of people that's online. First off, we're trying to get Skip. Skip, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Skip, where have you been, man?
Hey, I apologize, my brother. I need to listen to this lady.
But we've been talking about, man, we've been having you. You were our first guest, Skip, and we were trying to get you on the air. And apparently you were calling, but now we got you, and we're here with Dr. Diane Kern. But also, before we go into, I want you to also connect with Dr. Diane Kern. Also, we got Reverend Saunders on the line. Reverend Saunders, you still there?
Yes, sir.
I want you both to connect with Dr. Diane Kern. But before we connect, I want Skip to tell us about this documentary, about what he does, and also about the band. Go ahead.
Okay. Our documentary is Believe, the Barack Obama Story, and it's hosted and narrated by Roland Martin of TV1 and CNN, and we did this over a year ago after the election and the inauguration, historic for our nation, a documentary about the entire life story of Barack Obama. We traveled to Hawaii, Chicago, of course, Washington, D.C., interviewed several people that knew him very well. Roland Martin did an interview with Barack Obama when he was a candidate and also with Michelle Obama. And so we revealed in our hour-long DVD the life story of Barack Obama, beginning with his parents in Hawaii and also his achievements throughout his life as a young man in Chicago, going to Harvard Law School, becoming the first Black president of the Harvard Law Review, which was a very prestigious accomplishment, and also his early political career, his family life with his wife and daughters, and, of course, highlights of the extraordinary and historic presidential campaign, including the election night and the inauguration. And this DVD is available at otpvideo.com. We're going to have a screening on Wednesday, January 20th, which, of course, is the one-year anniversary of the inauguration. The screening will be at Hogate's, 800 Water Street Southwest. I saw Russell there last night for a great event. I don't know if you told him about it.
Right, we talked about it.
But this Wednesday at Hogate's, in the restaurant area, we're going to be screening the film. We're also going to be having special guests speak about the one-year anniversary, including the head of the African American Leadership Council of the Democratic National Committee. We also have a woman, Carolyn Brewer, who's going to be talking about her new book for children about how Barack Obama's achievement reflect the legacy of Martin Luther King, which is appropriate for today, being the King holiday. And so it should be a very good event. It's free, open to the public, first come seating for this Wednesday. Doors open at 6 o'clock at Hogate's.
And we'll be pumping that up on Be There Magazine. You also will hear it on Facebook and Twitter. Like we're talking about this morning, how to internet market your business. It's very important now to internet market your business so the word can get out. And what Skip Kelly is doing with documentary, he's the king of documentaries. We're talking about the first documentary I actually saw him do was the James Brown documentary, and we were at James Brown Band last night. But that documentary was so powerful. It was filmed on TV One. It was all over the place. And then I saw him again at the Congressional Black Caucus with the Obama story. So what he's doing is great, great works, and it's documenting people that we know but we don't know. You have to view the documentary. And so we want to encourage everybody to come out on Wednesday at Hogate's. At Hogate's, what time again?
Doors open at 6 o'clock. We're going to have the woman who did the book for children about Barack Obama speak. And we're also going to show a short video that we put together about called The King and the President, about the influence of Dr. Martin Luther King on Barack Obama. And we did our very first production, Russell, which was 25 years ago. We've been around for a while. Was entitled MLK, The Making of a Holiday.
Mm.
That was our very first production talking about the history behind the King of Holiday, how it came to be. A lot of people talk about the King Holiday as if, oh, it was always supposed to be here. No. As with everything, it was a struggle.
I remember,
people in the D.C. area were at the center of the struggle with Congressman John Conyers, right after King was assassinated. He went before the House and introduced a bill, a very simple bill, saying that this day, his birthday, forevermore, should be a national holiday. Now, of course, at the time, the support for the bill was very small. But through the years, he got together with Coretta King and the King Center, and then the struggle took place for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Stevie Wonder was very critical to the struggle. Once he became engaged, and, of course, everybody remembers the song that he did, the birthday song, and also his very, very strong advocacy and the marches that were held here in D.C. for folks that have been in D.C. for 25 to 30 years, remember that. And the legislation was eventually passed in 1983 as a result of all of this effort, and other members of the Black Caucus joined Congressman Conyers, and also Ted Kennedy was very important in that struggle too in the Senate, and eventually it became a national holiday signed by Ronald Reagan, okay, in 1983. The support was so strong that it became a national holiday even at that time under a conservative president. So it was a very interesting story, and that was our first documentary. And then we did another documentary, of course, as Russell has mentioned, on James Brown. James Brown, the man, the music, and the message, about his life story, which, of course, is almost like a mythological story about how he was born in the poverty of South Carolina during the Depression, and barely made it through as an infant when he was born, and he was abandoned by his mother, and his father left him with his aunt to be raised in what was essentially a brothel, and he made it through all that. He went to jail when he was a teenager, and there he met Bobby Bird, and they formed a gospel group, and then eventually became a band. And then with the song Please, 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 that was their first hit. And in through the 60s, he developed the James Brown Review. He became the later leader of the band. And he was the one who, along with his bandmates, they started funk music and revolutionized the entire music industry as an African-American, owned his own jet, and played 350 times a year, sometimes more than one show a day, broke all records, also was a social activist in terms of his influence with the song I'm Black and I'm Proud. He became known as an advocate for all different kinds of causes, and just his life was just a masterpiece in terms of its impact on people as far as an entertainer and also as a social leader. And, of course, he developed troubles later in life, and we talk about that too. And just a mythical story and just the influence of James Brown as an entertainer and also as a leader.
Well, we have to keep James Brown, most all of our people, uplifted. That's why it's so important for us to have the documentary done by you, and so it's a part of history so people can see it. Just what you said so far on Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, a lot of people don't realize the struggle of that issue. I mean, him being a holiday. It's really something. I got another call on the line that wants to also, you know, he knows you, compliment you. Go ahead, 240-273, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Steph.
Yes.
Dennis Charman, how you doing?
Hey, Dennis, my man.
Yeah, Russell said he was going to have you on. And I said, is this us, Skip Kelly? He said, yes, it is.
But he knows also a testimony of the stuff that you're doing out here in Washington, D.C., and I'm quite sure he'll be there on Wednesday also for the viewing. We got Dr. Diane Kern here, who's a truly inspirational and aspect to the community here, and you heard her earlier talk about her. And we also have Reverend Saunders on, who is dealing with homicide victims. So we got five or six callers here on that is some powerful people in the community, but you can also connect together so we can help each other do everything that's necessary in 2010. Reverend Saunders, I want you to talk about a little bit. I want you to meet Dr. Diane Kern, because she's something that you can work together. Diane Kern, talk to Diane Kern about your business. Just
yes.
A little short blurb.
Thank you so much, and good morning, Dr. Kern, and to all of the other callers on the line. It's just a privilege for me to be able to be on this line today, and what a great celebration. And our organization is called the DC Alliance, Empowering Homicide Survivors Incorporated. We're incorporated in Washington, D.C., and along with our organization, we're also working with bridging a gap between domestic violence and a homicide. Because one of the experiences that we've had with presenting to the D.C. Domestic Violence Fatality Review is that many of the cases that they are reviewing and studying and have for the years started out with domestic violence and ended in a homicide. So it's our ultimate goal to be able to bridge that gap. And one of the ways of trying to do that is we're working connect different churches to try to set up some support groups within the church, identifying that you've got the perpetrator there and you have a victim there. What better place for us to develop the support group and get some healing going? And Dr. Kern's in reference to, you know, the counseling is critical for our area, because one of the things that we identified back in the 90s when they talked about the crack babies, okay, but nothing ever really came about that. But those children are on the street now where they're adults. and they're on the street along with the PCP and marijuana and all of the other drugs. So there are so many people that are affected from a, you know, from a mental stability of these drugs that have caused them to fall into the lime of crime. So we are trying to train, develop, teach, educate, and to get a healing process going for our people.
Dr. Diane Kern.
Well, I'm very impressed listening to both you, Mr. Kelly, and to you, Reverend Saunders. Reverend Saunders, in particular, I'd be more than happy to network with you. I'm all about networking.
Wonderful.
And so I think what you're doing is just marvelous and very badly needed.
Thank you.
Certainly, I agree wholeheartedly that the church is at the epicenter of healing in our community. And so I think it's wonderful to encourage churches to do this kind of ministry and to recognize its role in bringing people together. And hopefully the families of people, I'm assuming that you're working also with the families of homicide victims.
Ma'am.
Yeah, that's fantastic because it's such a traumatic event in a family's life.
Right.
And to help people regain their sense of self, and I've worked with people, for instance, who wanted to immediately go out and seek revenge.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to, you know, help people channel that anger, you know, in an appropriate way.
Mm-hmm.
And also to not feel victimized.
Absolutely.
So doing a marvelous work, and I certainly, you know, would love to be in touch with you.
Absolutely.
This is This is a way of celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday today, because all he had struggled for while he was alive and what he has implemented in our lives is coming to fruition today, because now we have this type of interaction on the radio where we have connection to people like Skip Kelly, Dr. Diane Kern, Reverend Saunders, and Dennis Jarman. We're talking about four powerful callers that can have influence on this community, and we got to support this thing on Wednesday. Tell them again, Skip, about Wednesday.
Okay, this Wednesday, January 20th, which is the one-year anniversary of the historic inauguration, we will be having a screening of our documentary, Believe, the Barack Obama Story, and also several special guests, including the director of the African-American Leadership Council at the Democratic National Committee. And we'll be also showing our short film on the influence of Dr. Martin Luther King on Barack Obama. All this will be free, open to the public, at Hogate's, 800 Water Street Southwest, this Wednesday, January 20th. Doors open at 6 p.m.
And we're going to be there because, I mean, do you believe that it has been 1 year that Barack Obama has been president of the United States? History, we're talking about a year ago, we were all in Washington, couldn't even go through streets. Streets were blocked off. Everybody came out for the inauguration, and it's a year later, and it's unbelievable. I mean, I still say this is something to celebrate. What you're doing is great works. Everybody should be there on Wednesday reading, because the screening is important so we can see the life of Barack Obama, our first African-American president. Dennis Drummond, you got any last comments?
Well, this was my first opportunity to be on the radio call. It's something that I suggest everybody do. I'll make sure that I send out my email. More importantly, I have taken the time to see how Russell's Be There magazine has grown, expanded, and it's something that's very valuable for all businesses and just basic individuals that are looking for activities to do in the D.C. area. Thank you for this opportunity, Russell, and it was great hearing your guests speak. It was quite informative. And, Skip, I'll see you on Wednesday.
Okay, and my thanks to Russell also. I greatly appreciate your support, Russell, and our company On the Baton Productions. You know, we're glad to be partnering with you.
Well, you can. Everything that we do here is to help our community. Be There magazine is Washington's premier online magazine. Every Monday we're here. It's all about you. The name of the show is All About You, Motivational Mondays. We spotlight, interact with businesses, and we give out information. This show today has been not only an inspirational show, but it's an honor to Dr. Parker King. But we also talked about how to market your business on the Internet. Internet marketing is extremely important in 2010. I encourage all businesses to Internet market their business any way you can. If you're going to do advertising on Be There Magazine, you're going to do Facebook, you're going to do Twitter, you're going to do your blog, but no longer can we do things the normal way as it was done before. If you're not Internet marketing your business, you're not marketing your business. And that's what's so important now. That's why Be There Magazine jumped on the bandwagon 3 years ago and put the magazine online. That is the future. We're going to see you on Wednesday. Reverend Saunders is going to connect with Dr. Diane Kern.
Yes, sir.
Skip, we're going to be there. Everybody's going to be there on Wednesday because we're going to put a blurb out. I'm going to do Internet marketing full force about Wednesday because it's so important. We're going to do also verbal advertising. You heard the commercials that we did for this show. We're going to be doing that all over the Internet. So we'll see you on Wednesday. And it's going to be a great day. Name of the game is money, money, money. Everybody wants to have money in 2010, and we can show you how to win through BeThereMagazine.com. Read the word. Tell everybody next Monday, Be There Magazine is all about you. Motivational money. See you next Monday on the radio. Thank you.